So he rejects it.
He rejects it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to accept every medrash like the Ramban says.
Correct. I just don't understand.
That is true. I mean, people think the medrash is a lot more much we're seeing, but
yeah,
it's not.
I know.
It's not. I mean, the Ramban makes that clear. Medrash was sermons, like he says. It was things that Chazal said, and you don't know really. I mean, there are some that, yeah, you don't know really whether they were saying it lightly or as a possibility, probing, or whether they really held that way. I mean, you don't really know. You don't really know.
Especially here when they're medrashing both ways on this, the Krovei HaKodesh. It's all over the shop, what was going on there.
Yeah, but your other question that you asked me, I don't know, it has nothing to do with before, but you just asked me how could Aaron Paskin against Moshe, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, okay.
But Aaron Paskin against Moshe?
This week's Pascha.
And this week, of course.
Oh, right. The Etev and Asha.
Yes, why is so Mandy's asking, why don't you say over there, the same thing, that he's Mora Locha B'fnei Rabba. So, let's look at, what were the Kabbonis that were brought? B'zos Yavo Aaron HaKadosh, we... Pabin Bakal Lachatas Vayalola Smima.
Right.
Vayalola, right? So the Parchatas.
Is that Yom Kippur, you mean?
No, I'm sorry. Kachlacha. Egel Ben Zov and Shmini by Aaron.
Egel Ben Bakal.
Egel Ben Bakal.
Egel Vayalola Smima. Okay. So it's
two of our Rosh on one, and the one that
so
he
the
ate
was the chatos.
Chatos for the eagles.
That's one thing, and then he had the olah.
And those he had right. And that was over Rosh Hashanah.
One second, the chatos he burned,
right?
Because that's we don't find the chatos that's in the Sreifas, chatos chutz, except the except one, except here.
Right.
So that was definitely...
And that was the Melechaper for...
For the Avon Egel.
That's right, Egel Azam, right. Correct.
So nothing was edible from the Chatos of the Ola.
Right.
Now the Bnei Yisrael brought what? Brought... one second. They brought first... Klusi Ir Izim Lachatos.
Right, that's for Kavan Rosh Chodesh, right?
One second. No.
Doesn't mention
that. That was Sir Zimachatas was Lachaper.
For what?
And that was also for that was apparently also Zimarego because they did the same Vayak Rivel Kamishpa.
Okay.
So they burnt that one too. The Sir Zimachatas that the Bnei Yisrael brought.
Okay.
That was in line with Aaron's Chatas. Okay, but it was the Sir Zim. So Shovachavas was Tamim Liola, right? And then that was Pnimel, so that was burnt. And then what was next was Shlomo.
Right.
Right. Next was the Shlomo.
The Shavail, right.
Okay, so the Shavail Shlomim was what was, which was, this was all Haras Shah.
Right.
This was all Kachay Shah.
Right.
And the only thing that was eaten was the Shavail from the Shlomim, so the Bnei Aaron had the Chaz V'Shok. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing that was eaten.
Right, and he told them to eat that.
And, yeah, what did he say to them? And a mincha b'ul Hashem.
Right, and he told them to take from
So he told them, ichlu kumin amincha v'ichlu amatzah seitzel amizbeach, kichein tzuvesi.
Right.
And what else did he say? And the shok also he mentioned.
Right, they should eat those two karbanos. They should eat those. And the onen wouldn't be normally you wouldn't eat it
right,
because
so
they're onen.
Right, that's
but
correct.
But you should.
They should. Then besides that,
the Karban Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, the Karban Rosh Chodesh. And what else did you have?
I don't know, but that's the one that.
No, yeah, the Karban Rosh Chodesh. The
Chatos.
The what?
The Chatos Rosh Chodesh.
The Chatos Rosh Chodesh you had.
Right.
But besides that, you had Nachshon's
from the Nicaea.
Right. The first day.
Right.
So that was also, that was also...
Harosha. Correct.
But what carbon was on it? What was the, that was what? What was that? The Nachshon. What was,
What did they bring him in?
Yeah, what did they bring? What was the carbon?
Shows a shalom there.
How's it going?
It had to be a shalom. What did each bring? Oh, you read it 12 times.
Oh,
that's a chad of shalom.
So you had his kumans, right? So they don't talk about his kumans.
Okay, then you have the one that that Moshe thought that he should be makrav and he should eat, he didn't.
Right.
Was the Sechatas Rosh Chodesh, because that's for every Rosh Chodesh,
and that's
and it's not Harosha.
And that's eaten.
But yet,
right. He burnt it.
He burnt it, right. He didn't eat
right.
it.
Right. Why didn't he, and he wasn't makrav, he had his son's makrav.
Right.
Because he was an owner.
That's right.
So he said, so...
So Moshe got angry
so
at his sons.
Moshe got angry, well, really got angry at him, but
he didn't want to do it, so he said to his
sons. He looked like he was angry at his sons.
Right.
But,
And that was my question, so why...
Well, one second. So what happened? So what happened was, Moshe gave Morah to eat the Karbonos Shah.
Right.
But he didn't say anything at all.
Kachidoros. Oh, he didn't say
that?
He didn't say anything about that.
So Aaron assumed...
So then why did Moshe get angry at him?
One second. Aaron assumed that Kachedoros, it doesn't work.
Right.
Moshe Rabbeinu...
Assumes it did.
Right.
But that's not called Mor Alocha Bifnei Rabbo if he doesn't have any Shaila.
Right.
In other words, he heard from
Moshe. Didn't say anything about it.
No, he didn't say anything about it. He only mentioned about the Kodesh Shah.
Oh, I thought he told him that because of the status of owning, the Avodah should be the same. That's all.
No, he didn't say anything about that. Uh-huh. That was only later.
Right.
So that apparently is not cool. Mor Alocha Bifnei Rabbo.
How could it be?
Yeah. Because he listened to what he said. And he assumed that the reason why he didn't mention the Seir Chatos,
Kachedoros
is different.
So why was Moshe upset?
Because he thought that he was communicating to him that he's completely mufka from the din of the guy, that the gavra is mufka from Maninus.
Right. Right. So that's what he thought he was communicating.
Right.
Right. That's what he thought he was communicating to him. But he didn't receive it as a law from
the gavra.
He thought it was the din in the kachet.
That's correct.
Right. So what's wrong? What's the problem? You can't have two people thinking different ways.
Yeah, he didn't make it clear to him when he communicated it.
Well, that's the pasuk says. He just told him. He says the mincha eat matzos, and he said the chazar shok from the shulman, and he mentioned a word about the series of machatas of Rosh Chodesh. So he thought he was conveying to him the idea that the gavra of Aaron.
Yeah, and I understand that was in my focus.
Right. And Aaron didn't see, he thought on the contrary. That the reason why he didn't tell me about Kachedoros is because precisely for that reason, because Kachedoros doesn't work.
Right.
So he didn't have any Shiloh. So where's the Mor Alocha Bifnei Rabbo?
Right. It's fine that Moshe Rabbeinu extended it.
What's that?
Aaron said to him, he's right, you never really had, God never really told you about Kachedoros.
That's right.
Which is right, you're right, he had no right to extend it to the God.
That's right. He agreed with his far.
Yeah, it's the first machlokas.
This is the first machlokas,
they say.
It's
Moshe
Held, it was
Afghan
the
Gavra. It's amazing, right?
Yeah, and it's right there.
You see that with Briscoe, right there? I mean, it's clear machlokas.
Yeah.
There's more better writing than that.
That's right, Moshe Ben was wrong. That's right. Right. There's an interesting Rashi before that. That says that that you would think that that Elazar was afraid to talk up in front of Moshe.
Right.
You saw that one?
Yeah. By the Midian, Clay Midian.
Clay Midian, he got up there. He said he wasn't afraid to talk up, but he had cover for
his father.
Yeah, right. That's amazing. They're on amazing levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Tysus rejects that idea that they thought they were going to die. The Krovei HaKadosh?
Rashbam.
I mean Rashbam. But, so what did Moshe tell him?
No, Moshe just said the
Krovei
HaKadosh, right. But then you said that he was Kiddush, right. No, that's what the Medrash says, because plain shot is simply like you're saying. That Hashem is done with Chud HaSayro, and that was Kiddush HaShem Shemayim, that he showed him. That the death wasn't wasted, so that's why Vayidom Aram, because it wasn't a wasted death.
That's what it's
called. But then, who should do Hashem?
Right, who should do Hashem?
Who should do Hashem is referencing an earlier.
For Krovei, correct.
Yeah, but he's saying that doesn't necessarily mean happy in that day.
It doesn't mean I have to say that.
It's a generic.
He just told them the Krovei HaKadosh, but he didn't say that you or I would necessarily die on that. That's a girl. That's what he rejects. But it's Machlokas in the Gemara. What reference with that was stated? That's the Gemara's bottom. Whether it was stated by Krovei HaKadosh by the Migdash, or was taught or by Yifrot's Bahar, but when he told Penyas Kadasho, Pen Yifrot's Bahar. That's the Machlokas in Zvachim. That's what I just don't understand. How that shows that would be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim.
What is the Machlokas there?
The Machlokas is what reference did Moshe tell him that the Krovei HaKadosh? One was because by the Migdash, when he told him originally by the Migdash.
Shmos.
Right. And the other one refers to the Pasha by Har Sinai, where he told the Kohanim not to go through Pen Yifrotz and that they should be Iskachu, Pen Yifrotz. Right, that they should be prepared not to go through, and that's where he, I just don't know how you learn it from there, but that's what they wanted to say. How did that show? The Krovei HaKadosh. But that's what one sheet holds.
The Krovei means those who come too close, according to that sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand.
It means that they don't know the limitation.
Right, if they go too close, Pen Yifrotz Baham, and that's a Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
What, if Yifrotz Baham will be a Kiddush Hashem?
If he kills the people who come too close.
Great. I guess they learn it's a general, it's more than just a warning.
So when it says over there, it's Kadashu, it doesn't mean, like Uncle says, that they should be prepared not to go. But I believe if they go through, they'll be killed by Ayyubei Kiddush Hashem. That's why it says the Lashon Penis Kadashu over there.
Well, in other words, there's two components to that warning. One component is a physical warning, and the other component is an intellectual warning. That the person shouldn't go beyond their abilities.
Right. But I'm saying the Lashon Kadasho seems to be because it would be Kiddush Shem Shemayim if there would be Yifrotz.
Where's Lashon Kadasho there?
It says in that Pasuk in Yisro. You have a Chumash in front of you.
It has to be the Yikra, though.
Yeah, but that's no more Allah of Tengra. That's a well understood.
Yeah.
The guy has a right to assume, from his Rebbe, he's a dyke. I mean,
right,
nothing wrong with that. Okay, and then.
Tell them to take away from the simple.
What's the difference?
Does Rashi quote that one? He quotes it by the Zekinim. Does he quote it by another of the
old? He didn't want to. What does he say when it says. Yeah, that was by Elat Sile B'nai Yisrael.
Yeah, Lo Shalchis Yadam.
Right.
Rashi quotes it by. A few times he quotes that. By the Mesonim, that's when he got them. And Baloscha, when they left Sinai a year later. So the Mesonim, and then he has the fire that burnt them. The chiefs of Israel.
Right.
So that's where Asher and the Shem Zekinim got taken or killed. Yeah. They also say the Malad Avios came from this fire.
All right. Then.
Yeah, the pasuk was "Vagama Kom Hanigashim El Hashem Yiskadashu."
Hanigashim El Hashem.
Right. Hanigashim El Hashem Yiskadashu Pen Yifrotz Ben Hashem. So Rashi says the lashon Yiskadashu is Yu Mizumanim Lisyatze Al Amdam Pen Yifrotz.
Right.
But the way the Gemara is learning Liskadashu, so I guess they would be Makade Shem Shemayim by going.
No, you can't learn that way.
No. So
plus, he's saying not to do that.
I understand, but
it will become sanctified if we come too close. Right?
Yeah,
right.
According to that, she.
That's
the way Rashi talks about it.
No,
Rashi doesn't learn that way. But I'm saying that's what I'm saying. So how do they use that to tell you that it will be Kiddush Hashem? The Pen Yifrot Spam.
If you go too close, you're going to be a.
So it's different than Rashi. I'm just all I'm saying.
Because Rashi knows it's the Korban and the Korban. Rashi passes like the other sheet does.
I understand that, but I'm just saying the way they have to learn Iskadashu means, if you're learning it from over there, means that Moshe was told that if they would go through at that point, it would be Kiddush. So then, what is that?
Because it's not allowed to do.
Right.
Oh yeah, you think you should intentionally do that?
No, not you should intentionally do it, but that he recognized that if they would go through, they would get killed. And it would be a Kiddush Hashem Shemayim.
Better ways to make a Kiddush Hashem Shemayim.
No, but it doesn't say that. The Lashon doesn't bear that.
I understand. So how do they use that? Then I don't understand the Gemara's Lashon. I'll show it to you later.
Okay. A lot of Gemara's, I don't understand. But at least we understand this. I mean,
right.
Let's look at what we understand.
Yes, Tanchum.
To your pshat. The Chi Hayim Avasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Asuli Mishkan Ubo B'Yom Yemusu Agdon Shebachem. So he rejects the Gemara.
I know.
The Gemara rejects. Not just well,
the Gemara doesn't say that they would die. The Gemara just said he would be Mekadesh through you and me.
No, no, no. The Gemara doesn't say you and me. The Gemara just says he'll be Mekadesh through the Gdolim, and Tosfos adds that, it mean, that, that that he said you and me from the Medrash.
Right, but they don't. But the Medrash said that that they thought it would, that that one of us would die.
The Medrash says you and me, but the Gemara says the great ones. Right? Am I right?
But the Gemara doesn't say that they would be Mekadesh through Misa. The Gemara just said be Mekadesh through me.
So then he understood.
Right. Doesn't say anything about the, you know, me or you. It just
that's it. Doesn't say anything about me or you, but no. It does say that someone's going to die.
That someone, right. Someone, well, right.
Yeah,
well, I don't be die or someone will be Mekadesh through...
Through what?
Through Adam Gadol.
Yeah, but he's going to die. Isn't that the point of the Gemara?
Yes, I don't think so. What else does it mean?
Yeah, so the Rashbam... So it's interesting, Rashbam rejects the Gemara. Because the Rashbam says, V'chi hayim mevasar kadosh baruch hu l'moshe asu li mishkan ubo b'yom yimusu hagdolim shebachem. What kind of a basur is that? So he rejects the Gemara.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if he rejects the Gemara.
The simple pshat isn't the Shmuchodi is.
What?
Simple pshat is it's an altikra. It's not a real simple pshat is... Got the Kvod Hashem with Mekadesh Mishkan.
Right.
That's definitely a simple pshat. I mean...
Well, the simple pshat of Krov HaKadosh doesn't mean they're going to die. It means that they'll be Mekadesh Shemayim through the Mishkan.
But Krov HaKadosh is what Moshe told Aaron. V'nikdash Bechvodi is what God told Moshe.
Right.
V'nikdash Bechvodi, I'm saying simple pshat is a Kvod.
Oh, Bechvodi, oh. Altikr Bechvodi is Altikr.
Yeah,
it's an
Altikr.
It's an Altikr, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know...
I mean, it could be. Yeah, he's rejecting. He's rejecting Gemara. That's for sure.
Yeah, you kind of hear why. You don't think like that.
Yeah, he says, "What kind of episode is that?"
Yeah, right.
I mean, you can learn that the Gemara means that Moshe Rabbeinu darshened it. That's why he says Ein Zeh Hapshat. Ein Zeh Lefi Hapshat. He means there's an idea there.
Right. It doesn't literally mean
that. That's not really what happened. Right. But there is an idea like that.
Right.
And Moshe Rabbeinu used it to make Aaron feel better.
Right. For
Tanchuma,
right.
Right. Because it's an Al-Tikri.
Right. Yeah, right.
Didn't you once explain?
He might have said to him, maybe that's, look, they had this chus, and maybe that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu meant.
Right.
And there is such an idea.
The Kodesh Hashem is
in Scottish. Yeah.
Right.
And this so is don't feel that their life was wasted.
Yeah, right.
That makes more sense. Okay.
Didn't you once say that the idea was that when God's mishpat is kechut asar. It's an
and it's
directed against the tzaddikim, so therefore it proves that they were tzaddikim. That was the comfort. That was the comfort to Aaron.
That's a good friend.
That was your pshat. No, that was many years.
I guess
years
I
ago.
Liked it then. I liked it.
Many years ago, you said that that was.
The measure said that.
Nora from Tehillim. Nora can believe the shadow of the Mishnah or the Mikdash. But the Shibbutz says, "Oh, the Mishnah shall come from them, the Kedosha, Miss Yara, and the Salah, the Salah." Gemara.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so you want to go?